Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, is the cost of living putting the possibility of buying a home even further out of reach, as house prices remain stuck at unaffordable rates and rising day-to-day costs for fuel, electricity and food leave renters struggling to save for a deposit? A new report by myhome.ie shows how affordability is affecting buyers and renters alike. We're joined now by Joanne Geary, Managing Director of myhome.ie, and you're welcome, Joanne, to Drive Time this evening. This report shows almost half of those surveyed feel that the rise in the cost of living has affected their ability to purchase a home. 63% of prospective renters say that it's affected their ability to rent a property. Can you talk us through why that is?
Well, I think what we see in the survey, Sarah, is that the sentiment here that's being expressed in the consumer survey is particularly negative amongst renters. 75% of the rental cohort that answered the survey told us that they had to look beyond their top location because of price concerns. Now, it's not only price that's affecting that sentiment when it comes to rentals. It's also, obviously, the lack of supply that we know is an issue in the rental market, that people can't find the type of rental property they're looking for within that location of choice. Or it might be because they are looking at properties that have increased in the rental asking price that might have been a two-bed, and now they're having to look at a one-bed, say, within their search criteria. So we're certainly seeing that that is having an overwhelming impact on the rental market, but also in relation to the purchase market.
Interestingly, though, two-thirds of respondents say they have the finances in place to buy a property in the next year, and over half say that they're confident about their ability to buy in that time frame. So a lot of people have the cash when we're talking about buying now as opposed to renting. They have the cash to make the jump.
Yes, certainly, and you know that was a very strong response. Two-thirds have the finances in place, as you say, and 54% are confident that they will buy within the next 12 months. What this speaks to is the overwhelming robust demand that is there on the purchase side within the property market. That's cold comfort to somebody trying to get on the ladder, but certainly that's what we can see on My Home. Our brochure views in July alone were up over 40% at 40.5 million for the month. That's speaking to very strong demand. We can see it in users coming onto the site, increasing on a daily basis. And, you know, while customer sentiment is certainly having an impact, there is still incredibly strong demand in this marketplace.
So the demand is there, I suppose, then, again, are we back to supply?
Absolutely. You know, it's a well-told tale at this stage. The property market in Ireland, you know, is certainly a market that has very strong demand. You know, we also know from our own data that 20% of buyers that are mortgage approved cannot find something to buy in this marketplace. So, you know, there has been good work done in, you know, trying to get units built and up and running this year. Most commentators would say that will probably land at 27 or 28,000 units this year, which is good and it's progress. But it's probably about half of what this marketplace requires in terms of fulfilling that demand that we have in the Irish market. You know, we have a very strong economy. Employment rates are at an all-time high, you know, very low unemployment. We have people who are mortgage ready, ready to go. Two-thirds of our respondents telling us that they're ready to go and they have to be able to find something to buy. So supply continues to be the issue here.
So it's a really interesting sort of conflicts of competing forces, isn't it? When you take all those things together, so you have this really high demand, you have constricted supply, you have a lot of people who have the finances ready to go, but you also have these rising costs with just the general cost of living, also the cost of housing and fear about the future. So if you take all those things together, where does that leave us, do you think, in six months, a year's time?
I think, you know, certainly what you can see is that, you know, renters are under huge pressure at the moment. And anecdotally, we can see that, you know, those renters who might be in a position to leave the rental market and buy, they're trying to press ahead sooner rather than later because of that uncertainty within the tenure, maybe in the rental market, a lack of value and the choice that's out there at the moment. And, you know, certainly what this survey is telling us is that many renters are saying quite clearly that it simply could be cheaper to buy than rent if they could, you know, find something to buy within this market. So that's an interesting dynamic. And I think also you have renters who might be mortgage approved, who are also potentially looking down the line and saying, look, there's interest rate increases coming here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unclear, you know, to what extent those interest rate increases will be passed on by the banks. But, you know, they're very anxious and very motivated to find that initial starter home for them. You know, and I think there's been good work done by the government in terms of the Help to Buy scheme and the new shared equity home first scheme, you know, that will certainly help people get on the market. So all of that is telling the story that very strong demand, yeah. You know, we need more supply to be coming forward.
So do you think then that people obviously are very aware that interest rates are going up, on the way up, and likely to keep going up for a while now, and people are trying to get in and get fixed perhaps before that happens? Is that driving some of this demand?
Yes, I think so. But, you know, our interest rates are still quite low in terms of European rates. And, you know, people are, you know, in a probably seeing that asking prices have been increasing over the last year or 18 months. But also they're probably observing now what's actually been happening in relation to asking prices, that the momentum behind those increasing asking prices, which we would have seen in Q1, that momentum has started to slow somewhat in Q2. So if I was speaking to you in March, Sarah, I would have been saying to you that we would have been looking at national asking price inflation at about 12.3%. In June, I would have been saying to you that was at about 10.9%. And I think what you'll see as we come to run our data for Q3 at the end of August now into early September is that you'll see that a continuing slowing to asking price.
Okay. So they're going up, but they're not going up as quickly or as much.
At the same rate. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's
yeah. And
some,
I think that
some
make
comfort,
it more affordable.
I suppose.
Yeah. It could make it more affordable for some people to get on the ladder.
Yes, a cold comfort, I suspect, for a lot of people, but some comfort perhaps nonetheless. Just finally then, Joanne, the survey finds that 85% of people believe the government could do more to help the property sector or to help, I suppose, people get property. Was there any specifics on what people think the government could do at this point?
No, nothing specific as such, you know, but this comes up consistently as being a very high response anytime we do this type of survey. And you know, the government has put some good measures in place on the demand side, and certainly the next budget is an opportunity now to start looking at ways of keeping maybe the small private landlord in the market, as well as maybe doing some tax treatment for renters who are, you know, in this very dysfunctional rental marketplace that we're in at the moment.
Right.
So, you know, there's been good progress, but more certainly to be done.
Joanne Geary, Managing Director of MyHome.ie, thank you very much.